This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. The best music endures through time and transcends history, but understanding the historical context can add new layers of meaning. One such piece of music is Richard Wagner's opera Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg. The opera was first performed in the 1860s. Part of the opera was performed at the MU Choral Union concert on Thursday. I visited with Paul Crabb, the director of choral activities at MU, to find out more about the historical context.
The Die Meistersinger is a part, actually includes some historical figures. It also includes the tradition of the German tradition where they would have cultural singing contests, composition of songs contests, and then
the part of Die Meistersinger featured at this week's concert was the procession and chorale. The crowd is gathered for the singing contest when Hans Sachs, a character based on a historical figure, enters the stage. When the crowd sees him, they burst into song.
It begins with then, in the German, it's wach auf, or awake.
Awake. But there's more to it than just the word. It's actually a reference to the Protestant Reformation back in the 1500s. Hans Sachs was part of that movement.
And when they sing wach auf at the beginning of that would have been associated with, you know, the awakening of this new type of religion.
So this opera written in the 1800s reaches back a few hundred years. Then fast forward to Nazi Germany during World War II. The arts were strictly controlled at the time, but Wagner's works were among those that were acceptable.
Wagner was selected as a person who was representing the Germanic history, representing the Germanic purity and thought.
That connection then gives this piece a painful underscore. Not that Wagner had a say in it, he died in 1883, but it's still a dark connection. But how much does all this matter? From a musician's perspective, the reason for singing a Wagner piece is because, well, it's a great piece of music.
It's important for us to know how to sing and play Handel's, important us to know how to sing Bizet or to sing Purcell or to sing Wagner, Verdi or whatever.
But the context adds an extra layer to our understanding. Take the Reformation example.
You understand it and actually express it differently than if you're just singing awake, but there's the full reference. And Wagner says, hold awake a long, long time. And, you know, one of the ways of emphasizing something is to do it longer and louder, you know? And he does. He does it longly and loudly.
And longly and loudly, the context of a song can help us reflect on the past. That concludes our weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.